One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Paul and Jack at Jack's house next door to the family home.
Dad's taking the split up of Teddy's pretty hard, isn't he, Paul?
Yeah.
I suppose you'll be getting a divorce.
Probably.
If Dad's in a tizzy now, he'll really blow his top when the actual suit is filed. Brother.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You know, the fellow who said it's the simple little things in life that matter most really had something. Take an ordinary everyday headache, for example. There's nothing complicated about it. It certainly isn't a major catastrophe, but it can cross things up. You've had it happen to you, haven't you? I don't know what you've done in the past about this annoying intruder, this mean little old headache that suddenly comes along trying to spoil a perfectly good day, but I have a suggestion for next time. Here's all you have to remember. First aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer. That's it, Alka-Seltzer. Try it, friends. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 14, Book 81. There's a dark overcast in San Francisco tonight as Paul Barber steps out the front door of the family home in Seacliff. He turns up the collar of his overcoat and walks next door to his brother Jack's house and rings the doorbell.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Jack?
Come on in. It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
Here, I'll take your coat.
No, this is okay. I'll just leave it here.
Nicolette will be right down. She said she didn't think you'd want to go out, so I built a fire in here for you. Sit down.
Yeah, that's great. It's very pleasant. Thanks. Where's Betty?
Oh, getting the kids settled in bed. How's Dad feeling tonight?
Oh, so-so, I guess. He hasn't been sleeping very well. Mom called Dr. Thompson. He's going to drop by and take a look at Dad this evening. He's not sick, but Mom thought it'd be good if the doctor came and gave him something to quiet him down a little.
He's taking this split-up of Teddy's pretty hard, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's completely over, Paul? No chance of Teddy and Elwood getting together again at all?
Well, not the way it looks, no.
Hmm. Pretty rough on you, too.
Rougher on Teddy and Elwood.
Oh, sure. I suppose you'll be getting a divorce.
Yeah, probably.
I hate to think of what that'll do to Dad. If he's in a tizzy now, he'll really blow his top when the actual suit is filed. Brother, divorce cases are such messy things, particularly when you get two nice people like Teddy and Elwood involved. Neither of them has done anything, yet you gotta allege a lot of stuff if you want to have any grounds to make it stand up.
Yeah, ugly business, all right.
It's like that's just what the newspapers like to play up, too. There'll be pictures and all that business.
Well, if it's going to happen, there's no point. Oh, here comes Nicolette. Hello.
Good evening.
The gal looks pretty sharp, doesn't she?
I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Paul.
You ought always to make an entrance like that, Nicolette. You looked lovely coming down those stairs.
I rehearsed her before you came.
Oh.
Where's my little wife? Still upstairs struggling with the offspring?
She's got them all in bed, but she's reading to Sharon Ann and Mary Lou now.
Well, I guess I better get up and lend a hand. I might see you a little later.
Yes, bring Betty down and join us.
Maybe. I'll see what the situation is upstairs.
Okay.
Well, Paul, how are you? I haven't seen you for how many days has it been?
Too many. I've been sort of going round and round here lately. Don't seem to have accomplished anything, but I've gone through a lot of motions.
How is Teddy?
Oh, mixed up. Pretty unhappy, I'm afraid. I saw her the other night after she called it all off with Elwood. I don't know, Nicolette.
You don't know what, Paul?
There's a very critical point in Teddy's life. She's in a state where anything might happen.
Yes. It must be a very traumatic experience for a woman when she decides to leave a husband. No matter how much she might want to be free, there is a tie there. A pull that must keep tugging at her. It will probably persist for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. However unhappy she might have been with Elwood, she's bound to be plagued with dozens of memories that constantly keep popping up in her mind. No matter how hard she might try to put them aside, there'll come those moments when she'll recall perhaps a tender look on Elwood's face or the way the wind blew his hair and made him look boyish and appealing. No matter how much she tries to tell herself that his voice annoyed her, there'll come a haunting recollection of a soft intonation when he told her that he loved her. Yes, those fantasies will vie with the unpleasant pictures and fill her with doubt and with guilt.
Yes, it would be so much simpler if there were a definite something that she could justify her action on. Not that she needs justification other than the fact that she does not love Elwood. Certainly that is enough, but I mean for Teddy herself. Her problem would be simpler if Elwood had done some horrible thing. Then she could always turn to that for solace. As it is, she has nothing but the vague feeling that she might have left a man without substantial reason. At least not substantial enough to justify it in the eyes of someone like Father Barber, for example.
Dad's reaction is a large part of her worry, of course. I wanted her to come back home and stay, but she couldn't face being in the same house with Dad, knowing that he disapproves so strongly of what she's done.
Oh, it is too bad that she hasn't got you around her, Paul. You would be able to help her. And Father Barber must become reconciled to the situation eventually.
I wonder if he'll ever become reconciled to it, Nicolette.
Is he terribly upset?
Well, he's not the easiest person in the world to be around. In fact, it got so rugged for Mom, she called Dr. Thompson. I imagine he's over at the house right now. I hope you'll give Dad something that'll quiet him down so he'll be able to get...
As I can make out, this cantankerous husband of yours is in pretty good shape, Fanny.
Well, I'll sleep better anyway, now that I know there's nothing wrong, Fred.
Yes, I told you there was nothing wrong, Fanny, but you insisted on having this quack come over and thump me to the tune of about $10. Yes. Is that your fee for a house call, or has that been raised along with everything else?
You can put your coat back on, Henry.
Yes. Very thorough examination, I must say.
I took your blood pressure and listened to your heart. What more do you want?
His heart's all right, Fred.
Well, Fanny, I don't think he'll live be much over 100.
Oh, Fred.
Very funny.
I would like to check his blood pressure again, though. Say in a week or 10 days. It's just a trifle high. Not enough to worry about, but... So we'll be sure I'll drop by some evening and see how it's doing. Sometime when I get out this way.
Yes, you'll contrive to find something wrong before you're finished, no doubt. Won't be happy until you get me on an operating table again, I suppose.
Henry, for heaven's sake. He's been so cranky lately, Fred.
That's probably why his blood pressure is up a bit. Why don't you take things a little easier, Henry?
That's what I keep telling him.
You haven't anything to worry about.
That's what you think.
Well, what's bothering you?
Nothing.
You said he hadn't been sleeping well, Fanny. How long has that been going on?
Oh, he's been restless for several nights now.
Any reason for it that you know of?
Well, you see, Fred, Henry's been taking this business about Teddy pretty hard. I've told him it won't help to worry about it.
Just a moment, Fanny. What do you mean, this business about Teddy? What's happened to her?
I thought you knew. She and Al would have separated.
No. You mean that dentist she married a few months ago?
Yes, Teddy left him. She's living with a nurse here in San Francisco.
Well, that explains it.
Huh? Explains what?
Why didn't you call me and tell me about this when it happened, Henry? First thing that ever occurred in this family, you haven't told me. Did Judge Hunter know about it?
No.
Is that any way to treat your old friends?
Yeah.
Oh, don't you suppose I'm interested in what's going on around here? Wait till I tell Hunter. He'll really give you a good bawling out.
Fred, if you don't mind, I wish you wouldn't mention it. It's not the sort of thing I care to have gossip made of. It's bad enough that it's happened.
Mm-hmm. It is too bad to see a young couple split up, of course. But there's nothing to be done about it, I guess. What seems to be the trouble?
As far as we can find out, Teddy just wasn't in love with Elwood.
Capricious. Just another example of this modern age. Get tired of a husband and throw him off the way you would discard a necktie just because the color didn't happen to please your fancy anymore.
Now, Henry, you're making Teddy out to be a very superficial person, and she's not at all. You don't know what may be in back of this.
I know enough about her to be sure that if there was any fault, it didn't lay with the husband. And I'm certain that in any case, there is no justification for Teddy to get a divorce.
Gone that far, has it?
Well, that's to be her next move, apparently. Think of it, Fred. Never in the history of this family have we been stigmatized to this extent. Why, I tell you...
All right. No use running your blood pressure up some more.
You see, that's the way it's been going, Fred.
Henry, why don't you just relax? I know it's a blow and a shock and all that, but you won't change anything by railing against it. We've got to come to the realization that things are different than they were when we were young. You've got to adjust and adapt yourself to the world we're living in today. Now, I'll agree with you that there were a lot of things that I liked better 50 years ago, but You can't bring those times back again.
No, but I can still stand up for the moral principles which I know in my heart are right. You and I are the same age, Fred. Doesn't it offend your sensibilities to see the moral laxity that's rampant in this day and age?
Well, Henry, I'm afraid our point of view is a little old-fashioned now. Hey, Fanny?
At least you have a sensible way of accepting the world as it is, Fred.
Yes, makes the difference when you're an old bachelor. Not so easy to laugh things off if your own children and your grandchildren are involved.
You're absolutely right, Henry. As a matter of fact, I tried to put myself in your place the other night. That's why this about Teddy has interested me so. I happened to see her under... Well, at the time I...
You saw Teddy, you say?
Yes. As I said, at the time I was a little shocked because I didn't know about her separation.
Where did you see her, Fred?
She was just going into the theater down on Gary Street. I didn't recognize her at first because I was looking at the man she was with.
You don't mean Elwood?
No. She was with a young doctor I know from the hospital.
So that's it. You hear that, Fanny? Did she speak to you?
Take it easy, Henry. She may not have seen me. But the point I'm getting at is, I couldn't help but wonder how I would have felt if she'd been my granddaughter instead of yours, Henry. Of course, at the time, I didn't know that she'd left her husband. And that's why I thought she acted sort of strange and didn't want to recognize
me. She didn't want to recognize you because she felt guilty for it.
Henry, she...
And why shouldn't she feel guilty? She's still Edward's wife. That shows you what the marriage vow means today, Fred.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment.
Tabsin does more.
Yes, Tabsin, the improved antihistaminic tablet for misery of colds, does more because Tabsin offers most complete relief for cold symptoms. There's no finer combination formula that medical science has developed. At the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick, feel better quick. Yes, Tabsin, because it contains an effective antihistamine to check sniffles and sneezes fast. And that's not all.
Tabsin does more.
Yes, Tabsin contains an effective pain reliever for the headache and the ache all over misery of a cold. And
Tabsin does more.
Yes, still more. Tabsin acts to reduce the fever of a cold. So, at the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. The antihistaminic compound tablet made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Remember,
Tabsin does more.
Because Tabsin offers better, faster relief from cold symptoms. Get Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Fanny, where did Paul go tonight?
I think he went over to Jack's house to see Nicolette. Why?
I'd like to tell him about this latest escapade of Teddy's. And if he doesn't propose to do anything about it, I do.
Friends, remember to try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Father Barber meets Maudie, Chapter 15, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.